kind of like this creepy lane type thing. And Wonka is humming some really creepy song.
Local kids turn the Chilkat Center into a candy factory this weekend. And municipalities want to keep coastal management alive in the Northern Lynn Canal. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Tara Bicknell. That much and more up next. U.S. Senator Mark Begich is pushing the Forest Service for quick action on permits for two Prince of Wales Island mining projects. Begich sent Forest Service Chief Tom Tidwell a letter earlier this month regarding the Bokan Mountain and Niblack mines. Ketchikan staffer Bob Weinstein says Begich worries federal regulators will be slow to respond to permit applications.
The senator's letter is intended to try to have the agency anticipate what some of the permitting issues are and hopefully have decisions made, preferably by Alaska-based U.S. Forest Service staff.
Both mines have claims on land covered by the roadless rule, which was recently reimposed on the Tongass National Forest. But an agreement that was part of a court settlement allows development of both projects. Forest Service spokesman Ray Massey says officials in Washington, D.C. review roadless area permits, but Alaska staffers do much of the detail work.
When they actually approve what's going on, instead of them literally coming to us and say, okay, we approve this project, they redelegate to the regional forester the decision-making process.
Bokan Mountain is a rare earth element deposit that could supply electronics and other industries. Niblack is a copper-zinc deposit compared in size to Greens Creek, a major mine near Juneau that employs local residents. Skagway Borough Assembly meets Thursday night. The borough is taking up discussion on what to do locally now that the statewide Alaska Coastal Management Program is gone. The program died after the state legislature ended a mid-May special session without passing legislation required to extend it. Governor Sean Parnell said at the time that if the House didn't kill it, he would, adding it would hurt the economy to revive a program that was already being dismantled. The program handled more than 1,000 permits a year and facilitated how municipalities managed shoreline issues like natural hazards, historic and cultural markers, fisheries, land ownership, and recreation. Haines Planning Commission is also planning to take the matter up at a future meeting. The information already documented by the 30-year-old program is permanently archived within the Department of Natural Resources. Those resources are online and include coastal management plans and maps for Skagway and Haines. You can find them in DNR's Division of Coastal and Ocean Management pages. Skagway Assembly meets Thursday, July 21st at 7 p.m. in Assembly Chambers. For two nights only, Haines is getting a magical musical candy land where kids meet bizarre creatures from other worlds and eat all the sweets they want.
Chocolate! Chocolate! I love chocolate!
A theater production of Charlie and the Chocolate Factory runs at the Haines Chilkat Center for the Arts on Friday and Saturday nights with about 20 local kids as cast and crew. Zoe Hamilton.
I am Violet's mom, so Mrs. Beauregard.
And Tristan Johnson.
And I am Grandpa Joe, Charlie's grandfather.
Are two of them.
Well, the play is basically about Charlie, a poor kid, and he wins a golden ticket, and he gets to go to Wonka's factory, and he pretty much kind of passes a secret kind of contest, and he gets to live in the chocolate factory.
Contest was with four other snotty, bratty kids.
Well, hey, you're talking about my daughter there.
Well, my grandson won the Charlie Factory, so ha.
But those two don't really have any lines together, so it was cool to see the characters sort it all out through the interview.
I don't think we'd actually talk to each other. We just, like, never talk to each other.
It's kind of just more like eye contact, like, oh, you're poor gross. How gross is that?
Yeah, oh, you have a bratty daughter. What's wrong with you?
Well, Veruca is high class, but kind of like mid class brat. So. And he's way down there.
Your bucket. Your Mr. Bucket.
Mr. Bucket.
Play, directed by Elise Lammers, runs about an hour and 20 minutes. It's part of the Lynn Canal Community Players Summer Youth Theater Program in Haines. The kids, ages 5 to 13, are experienced thespians and have been rehearsing for weeks, singing and memorizing lines for the big shows this week.
You probably don't know about this part yet, but there's a part where we're in a canoe going down kind of like this creepy lane type thing, and Wonka's humming some really creepy song, and he like pauses, and we're kind of like trying to hurry after him, and then it's kind of like a domino effect, so we all go back, pretty much.
Like he's in the front of the boat, he's like, let's go on, 2 seconds later, stop, and everybody just goes back.
Yeah.
We did that a couple times in the
There's
play.
Two scenes like that.
He's leading everybody towards the gates in the beginning. He's like, well, let's go in. We must hurry, but... And he stops. He's like...
But, turns around.
Do not wander. We don't want to lose anybody crashing into each other.
There are also the little hands behind making the props, costumes, and sets for the production. Creations like...
The great big gum machine.
Like the big TV that Mike...
The big TV. And then the chocolate river and the actual... garden when the first one, you know, eat candy. Everywhere is candy and stuff.
Tristan was made for his part as Grandpa Joe, he says, and has been working on his character development in particular.
I'm the youngest in my class, so I like being the oldest in the play. Taller than everyone else, so it's kind of...
just grouchy and old style.
Well, I've been testing out with different voices and accents over the past couple weeks. Let's see... It's absolutely fantastic! It's a miracle! That's pretty much my good one. I don't know what accents and stuff I tried. I just kind of went along with just like...
What your head said?
Yeah.
Even if you already know the story from the book, the first movie or the second movie or the cartoon, you've never seen your neighborhood kids act it out, have you?
We have...
Our own made-up kind of personalities and stuff that are kind of different.
Guess so.
Like one of the Oompa Loompas, she is, when Augustus is about to fall into the...
Drinking the chocolate river, she encourages him, like, keep drinking.
And then Walker walks over and she, really fast, runs back to the back of it.
Doesn't want to be caught.
Again. And then she keeps from back there, keep drinking.
And then when Mike TV, when he's about to go into the TV and get teleported into the other TV, she's like, yes, go in. While the other Oompa Loompas are going, no, don't do it.
You're gonna die.
The play Charlie and the Chocolate Factory runs Friday and Saturday nights at the Chilkat Center for the Arts in Haines. Showtimes are 7 p.m. on July 22nd and 23rd. Tickets are at the Haines Bookstore or at the door. $12 for adults, $7 for youth, and $35 for families.
I think it's kind of... It's not very expecting some of the things we're doing it.
Yeah, but it's... I mean, it'd be kind of funny for, like, maybe people who haven't seen the movie in a long time or even people who haven't watched the movie.
One of the reasons I like this community play stuff thing is because everybody pretty much knows everybody. It's like a big happy family.
Yeah.
And then we're missing that last note. Because the world tastes good.
Speaking of local stage talent, this year's Southeast Alaska State Fair lineup will see the return of the Southeast Got Talent Show, a showcase of acts from around the region. Last year was the first year of the event. It was inspired by a contest called Alaska's Got Talent that takes place at one of the other state fairs in Palmer. Jessica Edwards works with the fair in Haines.
It was a huge success. We had 25 contestants, and it was everything from dancing to funny animal impersonations to great singing, singer-songwriters, people playing instruments, storytelling. It's kind of open to anything, and we saw a lot last year, so I'm hoping we'll get a similar breadth of acts this year.
Last year's winner was a young songwriter from the Yukon. She's confirmed for this year.
Yep, Emily Ross from Whitehorse was winner last year, and I just received word today that she's returning, and as is her sister. So we'll have two Ross contenders this year. I suspect she'll come with something new. She hasn't revealed to me what her talent will be this year. I'm assuming it'll be singing and songwriting similar.
A panel of judges who have work experience in the entertainment industry and are different from last year's will watch the acts and choose a winner.
So there'll be a different panel looking at the talents. And of course, each judge brings their own interpretation of what is talent. So it'll just be a whole new thing.
That winner will receive $500 plus two round-trip tickets on Alaska Railroad and entry into the statewide contest in Palmer.
And that contest has a $5,000 grand prize attached to it.
And you still have a chance to share your talent to see if it's worth $500 and a trip to Palmer. Acts can register for Southeast Got Talent up until the show Thursday night. Entry forms and rules are at seakfair.org. And you can do almost anything that fits into a family show. Almost.
Well, no animal acts. So we don't allow animal acts for this context. We don't allow fire because we are having a fire act at the fair this year, but it's we're limiting fire to professionals only, and also nothing that's dangerous. So those are really the only parameters. No sword swallowing, that kind of thing. No archery pointed at other people.
Performers have 3 minutes to set up and a maximum of 3 minutes to perform. Go to seakfair.org for more information on Southeast Got Talent, a local talent show still taking acts and happening on Thursday night, July 28th, during this year's Southeast Alaska State Fair. Entry forms can be mailed or faxed in.
We'd love to see a lot of local folks again. We'd love to see Skagway out there.
This is Tara Bicknell for KHNS News. Special thanks to Ed Schoenfeld for his help with this report. Want to stay in touch with family and friends out of town? Why not send them a link to your local news? Past news reports, along with photos, are kept at khns.org.